12 Hidden Forms of Procrastination. Procrastination is an evil thing. The evil aspect about it is that you can often feel like you're getting things done when really you're just spinning your wheels. We all seemingly know that procrastination is keeping us from things. And we know that it's bad. We know that we want to avoid it, but we still struggle with it. Maybe not all the time, but often enough to make us feel like failure. So this is just meant to help identify some of the ways that procrastination can creep into your life. 1. Big goals. Do you have big dreams and big goals? Many of us do. They can be good, but they can also cause issues. They cause issues when they give you an excuse to not make progress in your life. It makes us feel good to have big goals. We like talking about them. We may even take the first few steps toward them. It's fun to say, for example, that you want to earn $1 million per year. The thought makes you feel good, but there are a lot of little goals in between to hit before you reach that dollar amount. Most people should have many, many more small goals than big goals. Goals that are achievable so that you're moving forward while working towards your big and long-term goals. 2. A lack of goals. On the flip side is the issue of not knowing what you want. Some people fall into this trap after they've been in the workforce for a while. They've been focused on a certain path, and now they're not sure if they want to continue. And that's fine for a while, but it can turn into a nasty form of procrastination. Take a moment to think about what you want in the future. If you can't answer it, you're probably procrastinating. No goals makes it almost impossible to make progress in life. 3. Quality obsession. And this is a common one. Many successful people have talked about the importance of shipping the product even when it's not perfect. Heck, Apple shipped the first iPhone when it was barely operational. Many small business owners or first-time entrepreneurs struggle with this one. They're scared, and as a result, they use the excuse of the product not being perfect as a way to delay actually getting started with their company. 4. Critical of others. When you're busy critiquing others, you're not busy working on progressing in your own life. Being successful requires doing things and then taking the time to reflect and figuring out ways to improve. Successful people rarely worry about others. They're always looking at themselves and their own performance. They're trying new things. They're making little moves and assessing their own results. 5. Money talks. It's easy to take steps towards something new, especially in business. But as soon as the time comes to pay the money, it can be a little scary. Many will pull the plug on a new deal out of fear. Successful people aren't necessarily spendthrifts, but they aren't afraid to spend money, try something, and figure out if it works as they go. They make moves and then learn. 6. Too busy. This is a big trap. We all know people that are seemingly busy all the time. They're almost proud of the fact that they're always doing something and always tired and without energy. This doesn't really necessarily mean that they're growing or doing what they want in life. In fact, it's often a form of procrastination. Most successful people are incredibly disciplined with their time and energy. They don't take on too much. They know what they want and they do it, and then they say no to the rest. Those that get stuck are often the ones that say yes to everything and allow themselves to become too busy. 7. Discomfort avoidance. Humans don't like being uncomfortable, but most progress in life comes from this discomfort. My struggle has always been in sales, and I have to push myself to do it, to practice, to take calls. I don't know that it will ever be comfortable for me, but as I look back, I can see progress. It's often an area of procrastination for me that I need to constantly analyze. 8. Mindless content consumption. There's a big issue today with seemingly endless amounts of content. Streaming on Netflix, podcasts, we're wired to consume all of this content. Most of it is mindless entertainment, and that's fine to a certain point, but it takes away from taking the time to think about life, think about what we've done and what we want to do. If you don't take time to think about those things, it's not possible to make progress. 9. Deadline issues. We talked about goals earlier. Another issue with goals is working on something but never really setting a deadline for yourself. You work on it once in a while, but you don't set deadlines for getting certain things done. Or you set deadlines but come up with some excuse for not finishing it. 10. Micromanagement. Small business owners often have this issue. They micromanage their team or a certain aspect of their company. Maybe they're afraid of change. Maybe they're even afraid of growth. It's comforting to them to take control and keep the business as it is versus letting someone else take control and possibly even find a better way to do things. 11. End of the world. It's almost a badge of honor in society to be hard on yourself. You hear it in sports all the time. Nobody is harder on me than myself. And this can be positive, but can also be negative and really a form of procrastination. Being too negative can keep you in your comfort zone, keeps your brain from thinking optimistically about the future, and can lead to a negative self-fulfilling prophecy. Every little thing becomes a huge issue. One mistake cripples your self-confidence and you rarely make steps forward. 12. Too much learning or education. You finished high school and you have an idea for a business, but instead you go to college to learn more about how to run a business. Now your 4 years is up and you're ready to begin, but you convince yourself to get your master's degree so you're even more prepared. Or maybe you're already in business and you're ready to expand, but you pay a few $1,000s for an online course, and then another course, and then maybe a conference. There are no secrets. Success comes from identifying an opportunity and then doing it. Knowledge can only get you so far. If you're here, then you probably suspect that procrastination is an issue for you. And it is for most of us. And hopefully these items here help you identify what is really holding you back. It's human nature to want to remain comfortable, but now it's time to stop consuming this content and to take some action.